bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Good evening, and welcome to the Gamer Show. We're just going to open the show by apologising for Sam screwing up last week's show. I don't know how he got around to it, but when he was editing the show, he managed to overwrite the audio with a blank audio file.
You.
I don't even know if I'm okay to bleep that one.
Hi, my name's Paul Wheatley.
Yeah, it was my fault.
To my left tonight is Cheers. Say hello, Cheers.
Bonsoir.
Okay. And to my right is Sam, the idiot who deleted the file.
So you'll have noticed that 2 weeks ago a show didn't appear, as it has done regularly every 2 weeks. And that was basically because when I was trying to really quickly edit it, and I basically did was took the main track and then overwrote it on top of itself with like 5 minutes to go. So basically when I exported it all, I had the theme tune, then the last 5 minutes of the show, then 45 minutes of silence, then the end theme.
That would have possibly been the best show we've ever done.
Well, because of deleting it last week, we probably lost all, at least 6 of our 10 listeners. But yes. Because of that explanation, we've now lost the rest.
Right, okay. We'll push on. So really sorry about that. We will make sure that I save the master audio straight after the show, which I should do anyway.
I have to say it was our best episode ever, as well. Yeah. It's for example, Sam is actually funny, and I literally weed and pooed myself after.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a little bit of...
Is this the way it's shaping up for tonight, is it? Oh, dear. Mm.
Are we bleeping that as well?
I think you have to bleep that. That's not okay. We had a review last week, which we sort of mentioned and berated and stuff last week. So we should really... I'm saying last week, it wasn't... I always refer to it as last week, it was 2 weeks ago. We should really mention it again. So it's a lovely review from a very kind listener who goes by the name, certainly on iTunes, as... I'm padding out here because I should have had this ready. Mitsuyama. Popped this post up on the 28th of February 2013. It's entitled Barely Listenable / Genius, 5 stars. So thank you very much for the 5-star review. And I will just read the review. There are other gaming podcasts available that have higher production values, more intelligent presenters, and are more informative and entertaining. However, it is a refreshing change to listen to a show where the presenters are not afraid to spout their ill-informed, often borderline... You need to work harder, Sam. He reckons he's often borderline. Offensive views while stuffing their faces with as many biscuits as possible. Just for the record, it's crisps tonight.
No biscuits.
Yeah, no biscuits at all. Give it a listen. You'll probably like it. So... It was somewhat passive aggressive. I would kind of class that.
Yeah,
but
it starts off. Yeah, they're arseholes, but they're semi amusing. But that's pretty accurate, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. I can't really claim fault with that one. That's probably the most accurate review
see
we've had.
It more as a look at the children play kind of review.
Yeah. The Institute lets them broadcast.
It's very, very kind of you. We appreciate all reviews, no matter how offensive you're going to be. In fact, let's start a competition. Without swear words, let's see who can be the most offensive on a 5-star review.
I kind of tried to goad that a few times. This is the first one we've had so far.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see where you could take this without using any swear words that I have to bleep, because I'm just not going to say them. So there you go.
But you're allowed to swear in comments on shows in iTunes.
I've got no idea. They're often starred out, but I can't help but think that that's the person starring them out, as opposed to like iTunes in some way. What's the word I'm looking for?
Censor.
Well, that wasn't the word I was looking for, but that'll do. the gauntlet has been laid down by Mitsuyama. Let's see if we can compete with that. 5 stars, most offensive. Go. That's all the kind of reviews.
Can I do it now?
No. Yeah, we've got like the small print that says if you're in any way affiliated with the show, you can.
Okay.
Sorry. So, pushing on into the news. Now, what we've decided to do is there was a lot of quite good news articles and games that got featured a couple of weeks ago. So we're basically going to go back over a few of those, being that the show didn't come out. And we're also going to, we've chucked in a few extra little ones and things like that. So, yeah, if you've heard some of this before, you're clearly listening into our house. So you can't complain.
Our house, we all live together.
Yeah, we all live together. We're like Bert and Ernie. Bert, Ernie, and
far less John,
the tramp that lives outside.
Yeah, something like that. So, the first show, what? The first piece of news is Thief, the new Thief game. Thief 4, or more accurately, Thief, is being released, and it's basically... Yeah, it's more of the same, as far as I can tell. Looks quite interesting, but more of the same.
What do you mean, more of the same?
It's Thief. You're thiefing stuff.
Expand on more of the same, considering your previous Thief experience.
So, it's going to be released in 2000. I was just padding there while I got my notes up.
Paul.
It was so much better first time, right?
Yeah. The Thief games are absolutely phenomenal. I think the best sneak and not get caught and not direct combat because you get screwed. Mm-hmm. And
that's exactly what they say in the genre for the box. Yeah, like what, how he's described.
Not direct combat because you'll get screwed.
But in the notes that we have, there's a link to show notes and to CVG. But it talks about the section Garrett being the protagonist in this. Garrett isn't a fighter, fighting against four or more guards won't go well. And I really like this, considering my comments on Hitman, whereby basically you just needed to run up the middle. I got really bored in one level. I've talked about this in the show before. It was a library level and I was getting sick of trying to sneak around and I kept getting caught, and that's maybe just because I'm crap at the game, but by the by. And I discovered all I needed to do was pull out two guns and just start playing it like I was playing Max Payne, and I got through the level.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be less forgiving. I wanted it to be more aggressive, and it seems to be that the Thief game, or certainly the new Thief game, and I have to confess I've never played any of the previous Thief games. I think I've played Thief 1, maybe. Anyway.
You could never have done it in the originals. Although I'm slightly worried that there's going to be a continuation of the trend of games getting easier to play.
Yeah.
So whether this one's going to be more forgiving and less,
I reckon it'll be like a namby-pamby setting to feed people.
Is it going to be called that?
Yeah. To basically hold your hand through it, but then there'll be a hardcore setting for
hardcore
for the purists.
Yes. So. Or what we like to affectionately know in this show as Chiz setting. Yes. Because either that means that's the level that Chiz likes to aspire to, or it's also the level that all of us, and like all of us and our friends who play video games with us, we need Chiz to hold our hand through the multiplayer versions to attain those levels.
No, they're the levels that when playing multiplayer... Chiz forces us to play on Legendary.
Yeah, I know, but...
Whether you want to or not, as he did with me the other night.
But our gamer tags look fantastic, because I've got, like, Legendary in all the Halo games, but there's no damn way I could complete that on my own.
Yeah, you check that against how many kills you got in it.
Seven.
Three.
And that was only because I just... coincidentally happened to throw the last bullet into the guy after Chiz had taken him out.
Yep.
but yeah, so the apparently it's going to be released in 2014 on PC, PS4 and quote other next gen platforms. I wonder what that could be.
From the screenshots it looks pretty sexy, I think.
It's the Wii U 2, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's Wii U 2.
Wii U 2.
Yeah, I've just announced it. Now.
Wii U B40, yeah. Is it?
I'm announcing this via Estonia. they gave me the whisper, and I'm putting it out.
I forgot to mention that before, Chiz, when you were saying the namby-pamby mode, they talk about a focus setting, which the way it described it's sort of similar to the settings you can get in like Batman Arkham and Assassin's Creed, whereby you can see areas that you can hold on to and things like that.
Yeah.
And presumably that'll get switched off, or the amount of time that you can have that switched on for will be dramatically reduced.
Yeah.
On the harder settings.
Like the... Instinct mode in Hitman as well. You can basically play it without that, or it's basically depending on what setting you've got on. It's up to the player.
I got so bored with that game as well. I loved that game for the first like half a dozen levels and got bored as hell.
Just a quick prefix on those kind of things, or really just a word to anyone who's actually bothering to
listen
to this. And incidentally, I just wouldn't. But don't bitch about it. Just turn it off. Don't whine that it's there. Just don't use it.
I know, I'm sick and tired of seeing people in the comments in games going, don't use it.
Yeah.
The bow and the blackjack are back. The grappling hook, I thought this was a new thing.
Did they introduce that in Thief 2 or something?
Actually, I went back and had a quick look, and I don't think it was actually there. So.
Yeah. It might have been Thief 3. I played Thief 3, but I didn't get very far into it. I don't know why. I never played too much of it. Even though I own it. But
I didn't mind Thief 3. Yeah. It was all right. It was a bit more open than the rest. I quite enjoyed it. You could travel through the town and choose your allegiance between either the planty-orientated people or the...
Planty-orientated people?
Yeah, or the machiney-orientated people.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hard choice.
It was tough.
There's apparently rumours of a new Deus Ex game.
Deus.
Yes. We have a listener who also complains when I pronounce it like that, so I'm just doing it. It was fine now. So.
Deus Ex.
Deus.
Deus.
Deus
Ex.
Deus.
Well, is it not? Do you not pronounce? Do you not spell it that way in tennis? No. It's D-E-U-C-E, isn't it? No, that's arguments gone. Never mind.
I was a bit agree with you, but then you're right. It's all spelled wrong.
I'm going to see if I can mask that cough off.
Oh, the joys.
There's a new Deus Ex game. But it just seems to be the registration... Sorry, the domain name that's been registered, Deus Ex... Deus Ex. See, I've programmed myself to do it, even though I'm trying not to do it now. Deus Ex TheFall.com.
I could discuss.
Since we mentioned this in the last podcast,
which nobody heard.
They've not mentioned what the Fall bit stands for, but they have announced Deus Ex Human Revolution for the Wii U with enhanced things for with the touchscreen.
Yeah.
And also they've improved the boss battles now. There's multiple ways you can take on the bosses, which is basically the boss battles. And
that's good.
But you still have to kill them, but you've got far more options. They've changed the level layout, so you can stealth them and stuff, rather than just chuck grenades and bombs.
Having not played anything since Deus Ex, I got it right there, the first one.
You mean Human Revolution or the very first one?
No, the very first one, right. Years ago in the PC. You just suggested there that you have to kill them. I can't understand why you wouldn't kill them.
You don't have to. If you want to play as a sneaky thief, sneaky bloke.
Right, you're enjoying my t-shirt, Sam. You keep staring
really
at my t-shirt.
Good, actually.
In the original Deus Ex.
It's Mario as Ezio in Assassin's Creed.
All right. I really like it.
Yeah. Sorry. Chiz was about to make a really valid point.
In the original Deus Ex, you could actually just run past all the bosses, which
really?
I did in like my second...
I don't remember that.
Or third playthrough.
That seems like something I would try.
Yeah, but it's quite fun, because usually... I wasn't used to it. I remember being torn and blown away. Just
no
going,
way!
It was good. It was literally like, this guy's quite tough. Okay, I'm out of here.
Oh, well done. That would have actually been quite funny, had people been able to listen to any of that sentence. Oh, darn. This chap is quite a bit of a ruffian. I shall jog on.
Of course, we've seen this in the past with Deus Ex HumanDefiance.com, which eventually turned out to be a movie. So that might be interesting. Assassin's Creed Floor. Floor?
Oh, dear God, what is wrong
with you
today?
Looking forward to that one.
I've had teeth work this week.
Oh, you had a root canal, didn't you?
Well, I had a fill-in replaced on Monday, and then at the end he went, I'm not sure that's going to do it. Let me know how it goes. You may have to come back for a root canal. And sure enough, that night I couldn't sleep. It was agony, and I went back for a root canal. So not only did I have in the dentist's own words, I kind of think of a way that's going to, I'm going to be able to describe this, it's not going to have all sort of innuendo and things like that around it, but it was the deepest the dentist had ever been. and then the next day he had
all
to do
those
a
years
canal.
Have paid off.
The next day he had to do a root canal. My mouth still feeling quite tender, shall we say. And I'm on lots of painkillers.
Plus,
as well.
I've noticed you've been walking quite funny too.
Anyway, Assassin's Creed 4. So this is going to be called Black Flag. It's based in the West Indies in 1715. And the main chappie is a gentleman named Edward Kenway, who's a pirate trained by assassins. And apparently Edward Kenway is the great-grandfather of Haytham, who was in Assassin's Creed 3. Apparently selfish, cocky, and charismatic.
It's an excuse to kill more Redcoats and do more ship.
Well,
are we set before then?
It's no.
1715. I don't know about all these things.
Redcoats. Yeah, Redcoats.
Still earned that.
Just keep saying Redcoats, Sam. You'll win your argument eventually.
Redcoats. Sure. Redcoats. Okay. It was like the uniform for hundreds of years.
Okay. I think the way to look at this game is it going to be, I'd rather, I think it's going to be a bad, dear God, a bad Assassin's Creed game, but it might be a good pirate game.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that this is what I hoped Risen 2 would be. It's kind of looking like that. That said, I really disliked the ship parts of, ship parts of Assassin's Creed 3. I didn't enjoy those at all.
No, actually, that's probably the way part of Assassin's Creed I actually quite liked.
I didn't really enjoy those at all. It does look like they're doing a little bit extra. You can do different ways of attacking the ship. Like, for example, you can do stealthy, so you can jump off your ship, swim up behind the enemy ship, climb on the back, kill the captain, and just slowly take out all the crew, just in kind of Assassin's Creed styly. Or you can just kind of like have a proper battle whereby you're firing cannons while you run in parallel. You can also chuck across grappling hooks and things like that, but it looks like things to kind of pull the boat towards you, and everybody swings over and shouts yeehaw and so on. No Desmond in this one, and apparently going to be out November the 1st.
Which one's Desmond?
He's a guy in present or future time.
Oh, good. He really irritated me. Although
he didn't bother me so much as the kind of Stephen Merchant type gentleman. I don't know if it officially was Stephen Merchant, but it looked like him and sounded like him.
Yeah. I boycotted the last one because it was racist against my people, and I suspect this one will be as well.
Indians?
No, it wasn't racist against Indians at all.
Asians?
There were no Asians in it. Were there?
I always thought you were a mixed race.
I am.
That's why we call you Mixy.
Idiot and Gypsy.
Oh, we have a show title.
What? Sam's race is mixed. For the city people, that's mixmatosis.
So apparently Ubisoft are planning an enhanced PS4 version that will make use of the touch panels on the new controller in the PS4. Could be interesting.
Yeah,
I'll keep an eye on it, but I'm still burned after the last two. I've not enjoyed Assassin's Creed since it was Brotherhood.
I don't think I've played Brotherhood. I played 2 and really enjoyed it.
Still good, and then Revelation and Assassin's Creed 3 were ass.
Mm. So, Assassin's Creed 1313 is apparently on hold. Discuss.
What?
Disney. Suck.
I take offence at that.
Well, I don't know if it's actually Disney's fault, but it just seems... there's been a few things cancelled and... been put in delay since Disney's taken over, so I wonder
maybe they've just walked in and gone, actually, those are shocking. Get them sorted.
Yeah, it's possible.
Let's look at it from...
Because LucasArts haven't actually made a decent Star Wars game or any decent game in a long, long time, and basically, hopefully, Disney will actually sort them out and get them to make decent Star Wars games again, because they've got... Basically, start a good Star Wars game will print money.
Yeah.
And there's a huge fan base here. They can just get something decent made. They've got the whole universe to choose from. They've got so much stuff to pick and choose and make something decent. Bloody do it.
Do you know what I think is really unfair that I don't think anyone should say at all, is that they're going to go in and use it as just tie-in for whatever film they're going
to
pop out and pop
all the stupid Disney
characters in.
Yeah,
and
that's probably why I
do not want to hear anyone saying that or suggesting it. At all.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it's on delay because they've got all the developers who were making it. They're now going to go and... Because there's a new Star Wars film coming out in, 2014, 2015 or something?
Yeah.
I bet they're now all focused on making a tie-in for that.
I seriously hope they're not, but I suspect...
I mean, we may be surprised. I know it's highly unlikely that a movie tie-in is going to be a good game. I get that.
The flip side as well was this one was supposed
very
to be...
Not very
like,
often.
This one was supposed to be the adult... It was supposed to be quite adult. It was supposed to be the seedy dark side of it. And I just really hope they don't... I don't really have a problem with Disney, but I don't want them to Disney-fy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want the dirty film.
I've got a few I can give you.
Yeah, that didn't come out right. But hey-ho, crack on.
Yes, yes. So, Witcher 3, Wild Hunt. CD Projekt Red have released some details about Witcher 3, including some gorgeous screenshots. They're apparently reporting 50 hours of gameplay and some side missions and additional stories. In my notes, I've written stores. Should double that. I think I meant stories. Adam Badowski.
He's my favourite.
From CD Projekt Red. Apologies if I've butchered your last name. Apparently,
he's probably Polish or something.
Yeah, B-D-O-W-S-K-I. Badowski, I think, is probably close.
Maybe.
Quote, full of impactful decisions, and games will choose between storylines that exclude one another in single playthrough, ensuring extensive replay value. Like this, if it's true, I know the other Witcher games have kind of followed this, but I don't know at the same level as we're currently, or certainly I'm expecting from games. I know the likes of Fable and things like that that promised impactful decisions that would change it. All it really changed was a couple of choices at the end, and that was about it.
And it kind of changed what your character looked like, but didn't impact the world at all. Well, well, in Witcher 2, it does change.
It did a bit, yeah.
I always thought that
it wasn't huge, but it did.
I always thought that the Fable one, I quite liked the whole kind of being good, because I quite kind of that seemed to be better for the gameplay. I don't know if that was completely
made
stupid.
It easier, frankly.
But the guy looked much cooler when he was evil.
Oh yeah.
I think it was in towns. It's folk either way. I go, yeah, hello. I go,
but he didn't really do much.
That was it. It's like
charged you more.
Yeah.
For being nasty. They charge you more money to buy their goods.
Really? I always thought it was the other way around.
No, I'm sure.
Because you were more aggressive and probably, oh, please take it for cost.
I don't know. Maybe I got it wrong.
Maybe after you've chopped their head off, you get a discount or something.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine you would get a discount, yeah. Yeah. Yes, so are we looking forward to Witcher?
I am. You didn't particularly enjoy Witcher 2 that much, did you, Sam? Or it didn't really click with you?
Neither did Witcher 1. I'm still going to buy it. I'm going to buy it again.
Right.
Right.
Because I hated it.
I did.
Did you complete
it? They have a lot of potential. They haven't quite lived up to what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give this one another go.
Cool.
Because they weren't bad enough not to.
No.
I didn't actively dislike them. Send me a free copy and I'll review it. I was really generous about the first two there, I felt.
Okay. The next one is Alien, Creative Assembly, apparently working on an Alien game. A leaked tweeted screenshot suggests the original movie, and basically what this is one of the staff on the game, we don't know whether it was a developer or designer as far as I can tell, apparently was taken in a photograph in the office, and somebody has managed to zoom in on the screen behind him or her. Actually, I think it was him, and has noticed that there was a screenshot that looks very like a scene from the original movie. Now, interestingly, I don't really know how they can tell, because it just seems to be a metal hull of a ship. Now, that really could be Event Horizon, for all we know.
They reckon they could tell, because, well...
they could tell the character, I accept that.
Well, no, the character was just...
a crushed S dummy, yeah.
Obviously, they're still to probably decide on the final character's going to look like, so just put that in. But... the T-shirt the person's wearing had the ship's
Nostradamus.
Ship logo.
Nostro. Nostromo.
Nostromo.
Nostromo. Sorry.
Yeah.
And he's been looking like I know stuff. You two are trying to bring this off the top of your head, and I've got notes.
I did know it, but my stammer got the better of me.
I kind of almost knew it, which is pretty much me in this show. Actually.
But I think more of the point is, if Creative Assembly are making it, they've got a pretty good track record, which puts optimism back in it. Actually, us getting a decent Aliens game, because we've not had one for a very long time. Because I've not played Clone Marines yet, but it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. That looked so good to begin with.
Yeah, like when I first heard about it years and years ago, I thought, that sounds awesome. Mm. What they're going to do, like you have to properly work together, seal doors.
Yeah,
but then basically, it's Gearbox dropped the ball. They basically stopped making it, went off to make it. It was Borderlands, and been badly mishandled entirely. And
that idea that they originally came to before the Wii U was announced, that would actually work really well in the Wii U now.
Well, it's
because you would have the actual control pad.
It's, they're now saying that it might not even see the light of day in the Wii U.
Oh, well. It does, we'll see what happens. Creative Assembly have described the game on their website as a, quote, jaw-dropping title based on original IP. So, we'll see.
Can we name the show
there.
Many Small Disappointments?
Yes. Many Small
Disappointments in Increment. Incremental Disappointments. It sounds like my love life.
And finally, on the news section, we just, albeit I'm sure you have to have been living under a rock to not have heard the whole SimCity saga that's been happening over the course of the last month, so we'll not really spend too much time on it, but being that we mentioned it in the last show, and that obviously didn't air.
It's just going to boil down to us hating DRM again.
Yeah, I mean, it basically DRM has screwed the whole thing over. I'll give you a quick rundown for those of you who have been living under a rock.
I could crush a grate and move on.
Was it not EA claimed it wasn't DRM as well? But I'm sorry, yeah. If it needs online activity all the time, it's DRM.
Well, actually, there is something else that I saw as during the week from a quote from, it was one of the board or something like that from EA. But I'll quickly just give a bit of a brief explanation as to what happened here. So basically, the new version of SimCity came out, and it was basically released so that you had to be online, not just to authenticate the game, but to play the game. The servers couldn't handle the load, and people were getting booted left, right and centre. You had situations where you were joining a server that maybe had your friends on it. That server was getting full, so you were getting kicked off and your friend was getting left there, and so you were no longer playing in a multiplayer game. It was just a huge server balls up, frankly.
Yeah.
It has since come out that there's obviously been questions around, well, if the disc's there, then how could we deal with that? All sorts of other things like Amazon pulled it down from digital download, mm-hmm. and all this kind of stuff. The question mark over, well, if we've got the physical media, surely that's enough authentication. Can I not play it? But why? Oh, I got cramp in my leg. Oh, dear.
Quickly, so I massage it. With your hands!
I was just looking for my Reiki crystal.
So it then came out that somebody found that there was a line of code that you could change that basically, as a hack basically, that if you owned the game, you could change this line of code and you would need to be connected to the servers. So then it went back to the board at MaXis, and they were asked, well, if it's just a case of changing a line of code, why didn't you just make this available offline anyway? And apparently, and I would love to get the actual quote, I can't find it just now, but basically the board member said that wasn't in the vision of SimCity. They wanted it to be like a real city whereby you were relying on how your neighbours worked their cities.
That's quite interesting and kind of...
It should be a choice
almost,
if you want that.
Yeah. A reasonable answer.
Well, it is, but...
It didn't work, so they should have just told everyone how to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, it should have been...
A choice if you want to do that. It shouldn't force you to play it that way.
And I know I'm in a minority, I assume, but these kind of long play out games where it's not like lots of action and stuff like that, I love playing these games like when I'm on a long train journey or something like that for work. Mm-hmm. Games like SimCity are absolutely fantastic for sitting on a train for maybe like, I quite regularly do the train from Edinburgh to London.
That's why I've racked up hours on Minecraft.
I've racked up hours on Minecraft because it's that kind of game is fantastic for that kind of journey. SimCity is the same. Just sit there, you're not having to like quickly hammer buttons and then if some guy comes and sits down beside you, you're
the
like,
freaks.
Yeah, it's those kind of games are fantastic and I'm not going to buy it now. I actually considered buying it for that journey. I'm just not going to buy it. Irrelevant of the server thing. Mm. If it needs to have an internet connection, game over.
And it's a real shame because, by all reports, the game itself is actually
That's a good point, actually. It has been said.
The
first
scale of how big you can build your cities isn't supposed to be that big, apparently. Mm. But that could be bigger.
I heard it was really enjoyable, though.
The first batch of reviews certainly came out as incredibly positive. So, but that's basically the SimCity saga. That's where we are. And that was basically the news. So, gentlemen, we are now on the preview section. So we have a bit of a fork in the road here.
Totally can't remember what I did last time.
So do we want
you
to...
Did Darkness.
Yeah, I did Darkness.
No, preview was the... No, that was preview. What you played. It was a preview.
Oh, I'm changing what I played.
Are you... Because you played something else the last
time. I'm sure I filled it in.
Yeah. So it was Total War Factions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're all now released. All of the factions.
It was beyond you did in the last one.
Oh, yeah, it was. All of the factions are now released. So all of the initial playable factions for Rome 2 are all now named.
Egypt was the latest one of them?
Egypt was the last one. There's the Parthians. There's a Germanic tribe, a Celtic tribe, a British tribe. Rome, obviously. Carthage... And the other one.
Sparkers.
Yeah. You probably have to edit that.
From Sparkers, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember who the other one was. But yeah. Anyway.
Who are you going to play through as your first playthrough?
I... Probably Carthage.
Don't mock Spark as I am.
It's a powerful nation, Paul. They're up there running with Estonia on where everyone's going to launch from in the future.
You literally can't negotiate with them.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we, because if I bleep that whole section there will make no sense.
Leave it, it'll be fine.
I think we should do things like that. Just have whole sections gone, and we're talking about something else. Everyone's like, what happened?
Yes, well.
It can't make us look any less professional doing it that way.
Anyway.
Carthaginians, I think.
You're going to go?
Right. I'm really tempted. Rome's big, kind of mortal enemy. But they weren't really that aggressive a nation. Rome just decided, right, well, to pull ourselves together, we need someone to totally annihilate. And they chose Carthage, because Carthage was rich.
It's a sort of thing they'd give the people something to cheer about. Yeah. We've beat them again.
Yeah, it was...
They just had pitchforks and stuff. We beat them again!
No. It's even worse than that, because... Rome went, right, okay, we're going to have you. And they had this kind of series of wars over hundreds and hundreds of years. And initially they started with, like, wars, battles at sea. Mm-hmm. And the Carthaginians were just so much better. And their technology was so much better. And they just kept getting wasted. And they're like, oh, well, we'll build another fleet then. Send that out. And they just kept getting trashed for hundreds of years. And then they went... Oh, hang on. We could build a boarding ramp that we just drop onto their ship because our troops are better than theirs, and just march onto their ship and deck them on there. It's a great idea. And then they started winning. Really decked them. It was, they totally wiped out the civilization. It's quite nasty.
Is this where we get a review from Bede about the inconsistencies?
Probably. That was a very much a shortening. Bede will rip me for that, but... I had the gist there. Anyway, I find them really
interesting. History with Uncle Sam, we'll be discussing the invasion of Americas.
Yeah, I find them really interesting because they didn't really have any standing army whatsoever. They only had mercenaries. So, whereas the Greek cities and stuff had like hoplite warriors, the big phalanxes with the huge spears, and they were all well trained. The Carthaginian just paid. Other people took, because they were hugely rich, they just paid everyone else to fight for them. And I think that'll give you a lot of wide-ranging amounts of troops. And that's what I really enjoyed about the Total War games. Whereas when you get into the medieval Total War games, it's just like spearmen, swordmen. Like the Japanese ones as well. Spearmen, swordsmen, archers, cavalry. And it just becomes rock, paper, scissors. In the medieval one, it's kind of the same, but then you have these just weirdo, like, Britain head hurlers. So we're just going to lob decapitated heads at you for a laugh. And groups of screaming women. They don't do much. They just scream. It's awesome fun.
Seems certainly. It's terrifying.
Yeah. And burning pigs. Which apparently they're not putting burning pigs in this one. Yeah. Burning pigs used to be the way to attack elephants. Because elephants,
Petal will go for them.
Elephants don't like the smell or sound of pigs on fire.
I don't imagine very many people do. I imagine a lot of people like the smell
Romans
of pigs on fire.
Romans loved it.
Yeah.
So that's my game.
Cool. Cheers.
Mine is Splinter Cell Blacklist, which since the last one I've seen a bit more of. And yeah, it looks not too bad. Much the same as the last one, but hoping it's got a bit more stealthiness and hiding corpses like you could do in it was Chaos Theory. I think if it mixes all the good stuff, we're past that joke, Paul. If it combines all the good elements from Conviction with Chaos Theory, I think it'll be good. Yeah. As good as I enjoyed Air Conviction, but it lost a lot of stealth. It was basically like what the Jason Bourne games. Excuse me, if it was a Jason Bourne game, it would have been brilliant, but it wasn't quite Splinter Cell. I still enjoyed it for what it was, but I think it needs to go back to its roots a little bit and mix the fast paced action with a bit of stealthiness as well. So I'm looking forward to that, see what it's like.
Cool. Okay. I actually, in the last show, talked about the Warhammer Quest iPhone game, so I'll give that a bit of a note. That it's out in June 2013.
It still look really good.
Yeah,
looking forward to that.
Yeah, it still looks very, very good. But what I wanted to mention is another game that kind of showed up this week. I don't even recall how it came up in my searching, but basically it's Disney Infinity. So basically, what this is Disney have
their version of Skylanders.
Exactly, Disney have like looked over the fence at Skylanders and went, "Oh, they're making a bit of money. Yeah, we need to do something about that." And so basically, they've released.
They do have a huge universe of known characters. So
massive.
It does make sense.
Yeah, it does. So basically, it's not coming out till September.
The Macedonians. That's who I like. There we go.
So it's not coming out till September, but it's pretty much exactly the same idea as Skylanders. You've got like a plate thing that you attach into your. It doesn't actually. I can't remember if the advert actually talks about what consoles. I'm assuming it's all Wii U, next gen, and whatnot. And basically, you have these models of characters in the Disney universe, Monsters Inc., Pirates of the Caribbean, and so on and so forth. You pop them in, and then that allows you to play with those characters, going through adventures and things like that. I imagine very similar to Disney Universe. The graphics certainly look quite similar.
Have you played
to
Skylanders
Disney
before at all? Or?
I haven't, no. I was quite negative towards Skylanders, and it was you and wrote in a few episodes back to basically defend it and say that it's actually a very, very good game.
And that you don't need to rebuy the things to get to play them again.
So, I mean, I quite like this. I mean, our household is a very Disney, Pixar orientated household. And it was before my kids, exactly. I actually think that this game will go down very, very well in here. Disney Universe is still one of the most played games in this house, ridiculously, considering I'm supposed to review games for the show. But Disney Universe is a great little game. And if this takes that and brings that kind of real life buying of characters and things like that in and allows you to expand the amount of characters you can get, because in Disney Universe you have to unlock them, and there's quite a small selection. I mean, to be fair, it's the big characters that, you know, my daughter and I'm kind of, I want Stitch to run around and kill folk, and that's good, but having the ability to maybe add on and things like that. Lilo and Stitch, the film Lilo and Stitch.
What is that?
It's a Disney film from like 2000 or something.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, I think it looks really good. Same idea. You buy the starter pack that has the kind of plate with it, possibly a couple of characters, and then you buy the extra characters. I would imagine they will be doing everything they can to keep this equal to or slightly less than the cost of Skylanders.
It comes with a plate.
You know, the plate that you
get. Some of the characters come with pieces of cutlery as well.
Well, of course, all the characters.
Fills up a dinner set.
Of course, all the characters in Beauty and the Beast.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
There's one thing, it might have been
touché.
Kind of a late news thing that I read before I came over. Apparently, XCOM, the full game, is that same PC game, is coming out for the iPhone and iPad.
Really?
The exact same game, which I think would be quite impressive. Well, I suppose it's not like a massively complex game, but I think it makes sense, and I thought it's quite cool.
I have to say that.
I've now got XCOM for free as well. So.
That would actually play, I think, really quite well on the iPad. That would be something to give a shot, Paul.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend that. Everything broken.
Have you still not got it fixed yet?
No, on purpose, so that I don't use it.
Right.
So that I'm still testing my Android.
Okay.
All right.
So I on purpose. And also, I haven't been in Glasgow.
That is.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Give it a shot.
Yes,
there are a few things coming out just on iTunes now that I really... quite fancy.
On iTunes?
Just
iPads, iPhones, so on and so forth.
On the eyes.
On the eyes?
Yeah.
On the eyes, lad.
But I just can't be arsed getting one.
Yeah. What have you been playing this week?
Actually, I'm just going to talk about the game that I was playing today at Christmas, which is Tokyo Jungle.
Right,
I've heard that's quite cool.
It's actually phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's
on the PlayStation
game.
Network, isn't it?
It's solely Sony stuff only. The premise behind the game is that Armageddon has come or whatever, and humanity is screwed, and they're all dead. And you're in Tokyo, and Tokyo, it's like years afterwards, and Tokyo's turning into kind of jungle,
urban jungle.
Yeah. And it's just animals. It's just animals, right, everywhere. Okay. And I believe you start off playing as a Pomeranian. A wild Pomeranian. And okay. Basically, you just wander around. You just wander around and kill other animals and eat them and hide from bigger animals.
Frogs?
There are chicks and rabbits.
All right, okay.
And hide in like grass, hiding from big ones, and drink water and escape from areas when kind of pollution comes in, and kind of get yourself to become the prime, the boss. The alpha animal in the area. They do call it the boss, though.
All right.
But yeah, the alpha animal in the area. And find a mate and improve your
all right, so
genes.
Do you work yourself up to another animal?
Well, the better you get, the better mate you can get, and the better your genes will be, and the tougher
your
offspring.
Does it have to mate with the same animal, or can you mate like a...
Yes.
Baboon.
No, you have to mate with the same animal.
Gibbon.
No, you have to mate with the same animal. And the better your offspring will be. So Chris was telling me that he was reading forums and stuff online, and apparently there are people out there who, because you can play as other animals, you do unlock them as you go, or you can pay for them to be unlocked. And he was saying that there was a whole section on these people who were trying to breed the super sheep. and you can play as a herbivore, so you go out and there's plants that you can eat, and it's the same principle, but you're just not jumping on and devouring other animals. Mm-hmm. You're just avoiding pretty much everything. And
super sheep eat like lions?
No, it's just like tougher to kill. Right. And they can fight back and stuff. But apparently the super sheep is available. At one point,
they're very handy, and they can blend in and pretend to be a cloud.
At one point, I was doing exceptionally well playing as a small cat, and I was taking out big things, like I was taking out wolves and stuff by jumping on them from behind and ripping their throats out. And I found a panda. And it decided, right, I'm having that panda.
If humanity has died, I'm pretty sure the pandas would have gone before us.
Yeah, totally.
Because they need videos to tell them how to mate.
So they need us to kind of rub two pandas together physically, like carry them and jiggle them.
You have to help getting them going.
Yeah, but I starved to death as a small cat attacking a huge panda. Because you have to eat within a certain amount of time or you starve to death. Uh-huh. And I just couldn't kill it. I couldn't do enough damage to it within the time frame. So I ended up starving to death while trying to kill a panda. But it was worth it. But the Pomeranians are really cool.
There's a cow. Pomeranians attacking a cow. Yeah. We'll put this link in the show notes.
Heard of them.
I heard of them. A fleet, I liked better. It's a fleet of Pomeranians.
Yeah. That's
flange of gorillas.
Yeah.
A death squad.
I would highly recommend that game.
I might give it a download at some point.
Seriously had a good think about actually buying a
PlayStation 3 just for that.
PlayStation 3 just for that. So I figure...
Is it available for the Vita at all, Paul? Do you know? You can check it there.
I figure there's going to be some cheap ones going in the not too distant
future. Yeah, well, there will be. Like you could probably pick up a PS3 for £150 just now, I think, if not less.
Just anyway, seems to be the highly recommend that to anyone. Really good fun. Actually, really, really difficult. A really fun, difficult.
One of those games where even though it's difficult, you still enjoy it and still keep playing.
Yeah.
It's a rare thing.
And just the idea of it as well. They just went, oh, let's just leave out the people. You're not a gun-totting maniac.
Yeah.
You're a small animal having to survive. And it's cracking.
I like that. I think I'm going to have a shot of that.
And Pomeranian as well.
Yeah.
Hilarity.
Cheers. What have you been playing?
I have been playing Crisis 3. But since the last podcast, I've actually completed it. I wasn't just like the last time I spoke about it. I was like two levels in. I've now completed it. So we said,
yeah, it's kind of professionalism in this show. We don't like to talk. We like to even hold the podcast back just to let Chiz finish a game.
It was good of you to do that for him.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Because really, frankly, it was humiliating the fact that he was talking about it only two levels in.
Yeah.
That's how I review every game. Yeah.
2 minutes, Paul.
Opened the box, looked at the disc.
I spun it really, really fast, so I can kind of see the game.
It would load in my glasses.
much the same. Anyone who didn't like Crysis 2 probably won't like this either. It's much
I like
the same.
Crysis 2 until the aliens rocked up.
Yeah,
same and again. Then it was just like
the aliens. I still prefer fighting the cell guys rather than the Seth.
Yeah.
The aliens aren't as bad. They are getting gradually better, but still just less interesting because they just kind of just walk around and walk from A to B, and then just no. I don't know, but at least you can actually tell when you're fighting the humans, they're crapping their pants and whatnot, and trying to flank you and stuff.
Yeah, so what do you want from the aliens? Like wander around and then just stop to light up a fag,
or to probe you,
have a cup of tea,
some sort of personality.
Torture a Pomeranian.
I think it's because they're a hive mind. They're just kind of they're fighting machines rather than you want a bit of personality in them. Makes a difference, I think. But the level layouts are placed in between Crysis 2 and Crysis 1. They're still not as vast and as open as Crysis 1, but they're not as compact as Crysis 2. And there's no really any vehicle sections, which I think it needs as well, because one of the good things about, especially in Crysis 1, which you could do in Crysis 2, was you had a choice of go from A to B in foot or jump into a vehicle and just going mad with that. But in Crysis 3, there's none of that at all, apart from you getting into a buggy, which seems like it's just ripped straight from Half-Life 2, isn't as good. Yeah. But I still enjoy it. It's still good. But if you enjoyed Crysis 2, you'll enjoy this. If you didn't, then you probably won't.
Right.
But I think what Crytek should do now is actually, when the PlayStation 4 comes out, is actually do like relaunch them all three of them in the one pack, so that people haven't played Crysis 1 because it wasn't on the PC only.
Right.
Because now the PS4 surely will be able to run Crysis 1 now. Just it should do like a good cash and offer the price of one game, Crysis 1 3 in the one game, and release it with the PlayStation 4 in the next.
Yeah,
Xbox for folk who haven't played them, because
spruce it up a little bit as well.
Because like the games, like I'm playing it on its high settings on my PC, and the game's absolutely gorgeous, fantastic looking, and even just to enjoy the graphics, it's worth playing for that. Just go, this is kind of like what hopefully the next generation is going to be, even better, even hopefully. But no, I enjoyed it. But I think when it comes to Crysis, I think you always kind of want more from it. I think because the graphics are so good, it's easier to spot the defects in the AI,
right,
and things like that. And you can see when somebody's walking along and doing a stupid thing, it looks even more ridiculous when it's like realistic graphics. So I think they're not necessarily bad games, and they maybe get a lot of criticism just because it's Crysis and Crytek and they like to mouth off a lot. But yeah, I still enjoyed it, but still better games out there and not quite as good as what you want it to be.
I spent the last, I'll say 4 weeks, playing. I played Super Mario Galaxy, as I spoke about in the last time, that obviously didn't happen, but I was playing Super Mario Galaxy 2. Couldn't really make a connection as to where Mario Galaxy 2 differed from Mario Galaxy 1, and I hadn't played Mario Galaxy 1 for years. So, fired up Mario Galaxy 1 again after playing about kind of half a dozen levels of Mario Galaxy 2. Played Mario Galaxy 1, and sure enough, there's absolutely no difference at all. There's some noticeable difference in the graphics. I don't know whether that was my view of it, because obviously they were both Wii games. Mm-hmm. It's not as if Mario Galaxy 2 was a Wii U game or anything. But there is a noticeable difference in just the kind of the flowing of the graphics and things like that.
Just might improve it for Galaxy 2, I take it.
I think so, yeah. It certainly seemed that way anyway. I don't know if maybe it was a glitch in my disc or something like that, because there was some quite noticeable black lining around the side of characters and things like that when they were running about, particularly in like the cutscenes and things like that. But same plot. I'm a bit spoiler here.
Mario's always got the same plot.
Yeah, bit of a spoiler here. Bowser takes Princess Peach and Mario's unhappy about that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Good game. I really didn't like Mario Galaxy 1 when I got it, but for some reason I really like Mario Galaxy 2. Went back to Mario Galaxy 1 and realised I actually quite liked it again.
Just didn't give it enough time.
I think that's why it is. But I have to admit, I haven't played Mario Galaxy 1 anymore in the last week. I played it quite a bit the week after the mistake in the podcast. I've actually went back to Plants vs. Zombies. Because I switched phones 3 weeks ago. I've moved from an iPhone. I'm testing an Android phone at the moment. And I had no games that I'd bought in the Android phone. I really didn't know of any good games. Good games rarely are shouted about in the Android platform for some weird reason. I couldn't find anybody kind of going,
I don't think there are
these are all your fantastic
Seriously.
games.
Seriously.
All I really could find was folk talk about like Angry Birds and Plants vs. Zombies, and Angry Birds I'm a bit bored of, so I've started playing Plants vs. Zombies game again, and what a great game that is.
It's a great game.
It's a great, apparently Plants vs. Zombies 2 is coming out soon as well. So I've been playing that a lot
recently.
They're
going to make a movie.
Of Plants vs. Zombies? Yeah. Really?
Seriously?
No.
All right, okay. And the other game I've been playing...
The thing is, you wouldn't have been surprised.
No.
And I set up a Minecraft server in my house, and me and my daughter have been playing Minecraft on a server.
Have you managed to drain our leak yet?
Drain her lake?
Yeah, you promised me that you were going to dig up underneath the lake and
where she's got her house, because like you said that in the middle of the lake she's actually built up an island and then put her house on the island or inside a tree or something like that.
And then
because you're mine, but basically you're a sewer dweller basically, and you're mining and everything. We thought, well, why can you not go under the ground, punch a hole in the lake and drain all the water?
Yeah, you can. I tried. Basically, from what I can tell, if you do that, water pours into where you're going, but it doesn't seem to affect the level of the water above. It just kind of flows. It's the same as if...
Does it fill up the thing that it's going into?
No, it just fills it up to kind of like ankle level.
Oh.
Yeah. Those kind of physics seem to kind of fall apart in Minecraft a little bit.
Wow.
Understandably, but... Yeah. Like other things, like if there's like a lake that seems to have one waterfall flowing into it and you plug the waterfall, it doesn't stop the lake. You know, the lake still stays exactly as it was. There's no difference. Like, it doesn't go up or down or anything like that. Mm. It doesn't, like, drain away or anything like that just because you've... Yeah, so, yeah, those kind of things don't really work. But, yeah, so we started a server in the house and had a bit of trouble setting up, I have to say, but bizarrely, a reboot of my router fixed it. No idea why.
You would be surprised how often that sorts things out.
And the funny thing was, it's a BT Home Hub 3, and I couldn't even ping between machines. And apparently that's a fault with BT Home Hub 3. Sometimes you have to reboot because you just won't ping between them. Anyway, I digress.
I think I've got one as well, and the amount of times that I've had to reboot it as well, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it drops off.
Yeah. Anyway, this show and all the others on the British Tech Network are supported by the fantastically awesome people at UK2. They provide everything you could ever need for web services. They provide domain names, they provide DNS, they provide hosting. If you want a website up and running really, really quickly, you can use their cPanel WordPress installer or your Joomla installer, or if you're wanting to create a shop, there's a Magento? Yes, Magento. I used to install it all the time. I just had this complete mind blank there as to whether it was Magento or not. So if you want to do anything e-commerce, you want to set up a blog, you want to set up like just a photo site or anything like that, they have all the kind of the themes and everything like that for absolutely fantastic service. The guys at UK2 are really, really helpful as well. They jump on social media. I was just commenting to Ian, who is on the iOS show. He was wanting to move some of his domain names. And I just tweeted out to UK2, and they were straight back within half an hour to Ian, wanting to give him some suggestions and things like that. Absolutely great customer support. Really, really happy with them. So if you want to head on over to the British Tech Network, click on the sponsors link. You'll see a bunch of voucher codes and things like that in there for you to use when you're to get money off stuff on UK2. Use the click through on the UK2, sorry, on the British Tech website to take you through UK2. Please use that, because that's the click through that really kind of helps us and tells UK2 that we're sending folk there and they didn't just find the codes and things like that on a forum or something like that. So really appreciate it. Great guys over at UK2, loving them a bit. They've been supporting the British Tech Network for years, and they're going to support them for another couple of years yet, so please support them too. Gentlemen, it's time for the Bargain Basement Challenge. So 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, sorry, Sam, you were given Mirror's Edge.
Which didn't work.
Why didn't it work, Sam?
Because the dog ate it.
The dog literally ate your homework.
Ate my homework.
Is that all? Yeah, I'm bothering your social life here, Sam. You're sitting texting while I'm trying to contact.
My phone just keeps vibrating.
Your phone.
So popular.
It's supposed to be off when we're doing the podcast because it messes up the sound.
Mine doesn't. Well, to be fair, let's face it. No one ever thought that I would get a phone call or text message. So, it didn't work because the dog ate it. And then after that, in the show that didn't happen, I'm gonna reveal what I got. I got a football game, which I've ignored.
Well, you've got another 2 weeks because that's the game you're playing.
I just don't want.
Or is it the Road to World Cup or something?
Road to World Cup South Africa.
Isn't even a good one, is it? It's a bad football game. People, I've seen people enjoy it. I've seen their little smiles on their faces and them having fun while they're playing these kind of games.
You mean Josh?
And you. Mm. And I've just never experienced any level of enjoyment with this type of game. But, except Blood Bowl, which is almost, I suppose, American football.
It's the closest he gets to sport.
But you get to stamp on people's heads.
So you're being given football to play for the next podcast.
Oh, good.
Well, you've already got it, so.
Yeah, it's at home. The dog looked hungry.
Cheers.
I'll play it.
Chiz, you had a Phantasy Star Universe.
Yes. Yeah, Japanese RPG of the worst order. Mm. Basically, I don't know, it's just the way these Japanese JRPGs work, where basically, rather than being subtle and, you know, doing stories in the right way, it's just more you have to like throw stuff in your face and be obvious. I'm like, I am happy, I am sad, I like you because I have a boner look. And it's just
surprisingly,
yeah.
You do that so often.
It's just my catchphrase, man. But you play as a young, annoying guy, manga looking guy, who has a sister who's, I don't know what age she should be, in the teenage years, well dressed as a schoolgirl, as all these Japanese games are.
A schoolgirl whore, let's face it.
Yeah. And
am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
I think whore's okay.
And then some stuff happens, and a big dark entity comes back. It's not been seen for years. Oh. And
Kel Supreme.
Yeah. And just when I thought, right, is my character going to have some sort of hidden power he's not aware of? And the bit I got to where basically a guy's dying and you're helping him out and he asks what your name is. He said, you tell him your name. I've forgotten it. Like, I don't know, Stephen Hawkins or something. And he goes, Hawkins? I went, yes. Oh, what do you mean? Nothing. And I'm like, yeah, right, something to my name. My dad must have been a big special wizard or something like that. So, yeah.
And then you stopped playing.
Yeah, and I stopped playing because that was my 5 minutes. And then I had to go over an enema.
I had EnviroBear on the iPhone and iPad.
Frickin' awesome game, yeah.
Awful.
It's not awful.
Did you go back?
I did. Paul, I saw the badgers.
Paul didn't experience some of the true joy of this game.
So, so to describe this game...
Did it use the clock this time as well?
It did, yeah. I found it
helps, doesn't it?
Yeah. I also tried to put the badger down there. That was funny. So basically the plot of this game was, it was a horrendously drawn. It honestly looked like it had been done in paint. Microsoft Paint.
It adds to humour.
And essentially you're a one-armed bear. And if you're not a one-armed, then he's a bear that just needs to keep...
It's not just one arm.
Chiz is dying. Somebody give him a...
No, apparently don't hit him on the back. It's not just one-armed, Paul.
Chiz is actually dying.
He's all right. He's be fine. Look. I've seen
he's
him go purple
left.
When
he's
I... He enjoys being choked.
It's okay. He's just left. He just abandoned us.
I think he's going to be sick.
Nice. Right. Anyway.
He's not just one-armed. He's mono-limbed. He has no legs because he's not pressing the pedal.
No, that's true.
He is singularly limbed.
Right.
I might go and check on Chiz, actually. Tell him about the game, Paul.
Well, I'm just going to pause the recording for a second until we make sure Chiz is okay. We'll be back in a second. And we're back.
Did you see what I did with the Heimlich maneuver?
No, that was
mouth
impressive.
To mouth. Chiz was literally dead for 2 minutes, and I brought him back. I'm becoming a doctor.
Seriously, I wish I'd died. To wake up to that.
I'm sorry, I don't normally give as much tongue when I'm doing mouth to mouth.
Why was your f*** out?
You just look so vulnerable. And you were crying, which always gets me excited.
Oh dear. Anyway, moving on. So EnviroBear. Yeah. So we've got a bear. It's only got one limb. We've cleared.
And you're not the only bear.
Yeah, there's loads of other bears. So, sorry, just to be clear, this bear, one-armed bear, is
it's
sitting...
a race of mono-limbed bears.
Is it a cup? Well, we don't know if the other bears are mono-limbed.
No, they are.
Okay. It's a single-limbed bear who can either steer or grab fish or accelerate or change gear or get rid of badgers that are in the cab of his car. And so
who,
they basically
who go mental when they're in there.
And if you grab a hold of them, they don't like that either. So the basically the plot of the game is that you have to drive through lakes to pick up fish, drive through bushes to pick up berries, and you have to get enough food so that by the time the snow comes, which just kind of appears and then just covers you. So you're getting like a few flakes and you're thinking, right, I'll head towards the... Oh, no, 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 that's the end of it. Yeah. it was crap.
It actually sounds, from your description, it actually sounds really playable.
Well,
so you should give it a shot. I thought it was totally hilarious.
What was it? A couple of quid or something like that? I can't remember.
Not
it wasn't
sure.
Free. If it, yeah.
You can get free if you play it on the PC somewhere. There's a free download somewhere.
Oh, I'm playing it on the PC then.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was.
I'm probably really emotional right now.
So that was Enviro Bear. So Sam, just because we gave out games last week, so you have got Road to South Africa 2010, whenever South Africa was.
Football, Shin.
Yeah, I'm not into football. Chiz, you have Alpha Protocol.
That's actually mine.
He lent it to you.
I'm not showing Sam this before.
Yeah.
I got...
I'll have Alpha Protocol.
I don't remember what I got. What did I get?
I can't remember.
I'm sure it was... Soldier of Fortune.
Soldier of Fortune, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, I was well jealous.
And last week
and
I got...
I'm giving you Thief 3.
Thief 3? Oh, I thought I was getting Thief 1.
No, it's Thief 3.
Thief 3 because we have that.
Unless we can find Thief 1 on the cheap somewhere.
Yeah. Nah, right. It'll be one of the Thiefs, it might change.
Okay, so it's Thief 3 for me. And that's basically us for this week. We've run a little bit over, so apologies.
I'm sorry my death did that.
a couple of little bits of details here. First of all, the Bash tickets are on sale. So the Bash is on Saturday the 6th of July in or around the Birmingham area. Excuse me. The tickets are £20 per person, and basically that's because food and drink for the day is basically going to be free, and entertainment of by awesome people like the three of us. We're all going to be there. We will be trying to do a version of the show live while we're there. I believe
we will take bribes not to talk to people.
we're going to do it in fancy dress.
Are we?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh God!
Rock on.
Dear, really?
Okay.
You realise Ewan listens to this show and he will hold you.
Yeah, that's fine. What, as game characters?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit cheesy, isn't it?
And?
Okay.
No, abstract games characters. So, it can't be ones you'd wait. The first ones come to your head, it has to be random as hell.
Yeah.
Okay. The guys from the iOS show are going to be there.
Pomeranian.
I don't know...
Going to call me in Death Squad.
Yes.
And I would imagine guys from all the other shows, the Mac show, the Big Show, the Media Show, the Photo Show, and so on and so forth, they will all be there as well. And I am reliably informed the Dude from Dad and the Dude will be there as well. So that should be awesome. So you can pick up your tickets if you head on over to thebritishtentnetwork.com and you can book your tickets for the Bash. Also, the Friday night before the Bash, we will all be going for a curry. That's on Friday the 5th of July. And also, just to hold your seat there, there's a £10 deposit which will go against the cost of your curry when you're there. And I can honestly say, because I sampled this curry house twice on last year's visit, not twice in the same day, to be clear. It was once on the Friday night and then again on the once on the Thursday night and then again on the Saturday night. Superb curry house, one of the best I've ever been to. So the gentleman from Trampy and the Tramps will possibly be coming with us. We haven't got 100% confirmation.
Still can't get. I was talking to them about it yesterday. Still can't get 100% from them, but they are tempted by the curry, if nothing else.
Yeah, yeah. So they may be coming down to do a review of the curry house while we're there as well.
I was
well.
Trying to persuade them to record a show at the Bash.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite entertaining, but...
Yeah. Anyway, so head on over to thebritishtentnetwork.com and you can book your tickets for the Bash and also pay your deposit for the curry. If you want to get a hold of any of us, the best way is either through Twitter or through the medium of email. So if you want to send an email to the
or
network...
Or just leave an abusive comment.
Yeah.
For sure.
BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com. You can follow the network on Twitter. That's at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Paul Wheatley. If you want to follow Sam, he's at Dr. Nasty Flaps.
Also, I love Chiz big time. It's my new one.
You have at I love Chiz big time.
I set it up while drunk yesterday. I didn't at all.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I just
well,
it, check
it. It now probably exists.
Well, not yet, but yeah. Shortly.
And there was
I
something
want
else.
I want someone to have that. Have we got any... If you I'm feel sure. within yourself that you are fairly overweight, sweat a lot, and are pretty sleazy as a person, please could you set up I love Chiz big time.
We have went way over, guys. Yeah.
I'm sure I made a random Twitter thing a few episodes back. I wonder if someone's got that. I don't remember what it's called.
No, I don't remember what it's called either.
Anyway, bye.
Yes, that's us done. So review on iTunes, 5-star, don't care what you say. Thank you, and good night.
Ta-ra.
Okay, I'm just going to test levels, so this is me talk. Sam?
Yeah, I'm talking and stuff and that.
Milk.
What was that?
Milk lemonade.
Red the corner chocolates.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go to the end of the show.